Some have taken to calling the incident Benchgate. A person in a hooded jacket was caught on surveillance video in downtown Bloomington smearing a greasy black substance from a bucket on a bench at Main and Mulberry Streets, frequented by homeless people. The person apparently knew about surveillance cameras. He or she took care to shield the face from view and struck at 6:10 a.m. on a Saturday when few pedestrians are around.
I think that this speaks to the level of unwelcome that people who are homeless feel in our town.
Reverend Kelly Becker is assistant pastor at First Christian Church in downtown Bloomington. The city's mayor, Terry Renner, says he is concerned police have been unable to find who was responsible and the kind of signal the incident sends about community attitudes toward the homeless.
This whole situation was very, very disturbing. And it as mayor, as a citizen, as a human being, it saddens me.
The bench incident laid bare a side of the Bloomington community often kept hidden. It revealed a gap in services for the most difficult of homeless cases. It also underscored the widening concern among some business owners about the homeless population, as well as a growing frustration among police and the street people themselves who say they feel targeted. Todd Ledbetter is a homeless man who could often be found on that bench. He says his clothing was ruined when he sat on the grease.
I didn't really have any new clothes, so I had to wear my undergarment of my Nike athletic wear under my Levi's, and I had some old shirts and stuff, but I came back out here and then all of a sudden some good Samaritan came by and asked me if I needed a pair of Levi's. I said yeah, and they got me a pair of Levi's, and fortunately they fit.
I think it's discrimination against Todd just because of who he is.
Mike Waters lives in an apartment downtown and says he's known Ledbetter for years. It was Waters who placed a warning sign on the bench after a female shopper downtown unwittingly sat in the grease spread over it.
Other people have tried to chase him out of here. You know, they won't let him into businesses no more because he's been here so long.
In many ways, Ledbetter represents the kind of homeless person most difficult to get back on track. He grew up in Carlock and worked in an automobile repair shop. Ledbetter says he descended into alcoholism after two divorces and losing custody of his children. He served time for armed robbery in Champaign.
When I first got out of prison, I went down from 30 beers to 20 beers to 10 beers. And because I was trying to get out up underneath what was hindering me to be that 100% Todd that I used to be.
Ledbetter has been arrested in McLean County three times on relatively minor charges, including trespassing at a Jimmy John's and stealing a $2.50 can of wine from a Thornton's gas station. By his own admission, Ledbetter still drinks and doesn't intend to stop. For that reason, he's not able to stay at the city's two main homeless shelters. He's also unwelcome at most downtown businesses, even to use the bathroom.
You know, I've had several cops say to me, people are tired of seeing you, and you need to leave.
Lori Kimbrough is Outreach Director of PATH, an agency that tries to match the homeless with services. She says complaints from business owners have nearly doubled in recent months, even though most of the homeless who congregate downtown are not violating any laws.
Generally, the folks are just loitering out and about. And sometimes they will ask patrons of the businesses for money or things like that. So there is some sort of panhandling going on. But for the most part, they're just hanging out.
Reverend Becker of First Christian Church says options for staying elsewhere have become even more limited. Last year, the city chased the homeless from a so-called tent city where they used to congregate west of downtown because they were staying on private property.
But there are still a lot of people that live near the downtown area, either sleeping in parking garages or underneath bridges, or sleeping in shelters in the evenings and then having no place to go during the day, not even to go to the restroom or to get a drink of water, that kind of thing.
Bryce Pearson is an assistant McLean County public defender who has handled dozens of cases involving the homeless.
they find themselves in a situation where they're kind of bound to downtown because the service providers tend to be downtown. So you have individuals that don't have means for transportation. They don't have the means to purchase bus tokens. So they do the next best thing, and they locate as close to the providers and the court as they can, and that tends to be the downtown area.
So we're in our community center right now, which is our big gym facility, and we were storing all of our...
That's Angie Fulton, Development Director of the Salvation Army's Safe Harbor Shelter on Washington Street. Private groups like Safe Harbor offer several services for the homeless. In addition to the food bank, the Safe Harbor Shelter has overnight beds, provides meals, and a day lounge for those not currently living in the shelter. The mission at Home Sweet Home Ministries on Oakland Street provides temporary shelter for adults and families with children. Tom Phillip of Safe Harbor says both shelters do restrict who can stay there.
Some folks don't want to stay here because we have too many rules. One of our rules is you can't drink in the shelter. We've put people out in the past because they bring alcohol on the property or they bring drugs on the property, and that's not acceptable.
The mission at Home Sweet Home Ministries does not allow people to use the sleeping areas during the day, although there are men's and women's day lounges. Executive Director Marianne Pullen says because children stay there, the shelter won't take anyone recently convicted of a crime.
And that is to try to ensure a safe environment for everyone, including the many children I mentioned. We have 44 adults and 30 children, so that's really important to us, their safety.
Advocates say the hardest cases are homeless people with mental illness. Of the people who stayed at Safe Harbor in the past fiscal year, 21% had alcohol problems, and an equal percentage had physical disabilities. But by far the largest group, 43%, suffer from mental illness. The city and county have been working for years on better services for the mentally ill. The county established a mental health court a few years ago. Just last week, it announced it will participate in a new federal program to divert mentally ill residents from the criminal justice system. Bloomington Mayor Renner says the city needs to find additional, quote, humane ways of moving forward.
Now, we did earmark a quarter penny of our sales tax to deal with mental health issues so that the county is moving forward on this. We do not want our jail to be the number one mental health institution in McLean County. Right now, it is.
For the mentally ill homeless, life can be a revolving door of arrests. Take the case of one 57-year-old Bloomington man. According to court records, police arrested him for minor misdemeanors 7 times in a 3-month period. His offenses included failing to leave a Quick Stop, a Kroger supermarket, and a Lazy Boy furniture store when asked. PATH's Lori Kimbrough says the man is well known to homeless advocates.
For him, he feels as though everyone is out to get him, and that no one understands his concerns and issues and things like that, which is totally understandable when you see the way, like you said, he's been barred from here, 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 and here.
Police even noted on several of the arrest reports that this individual suffers from mental illness. But with nowhere else to take him, the man ended up most of the time in jail.
This isn't a police problem per se. It's a bigger problem than us.
Brendan Hefner is Bloomington's chief of police. He says panhandling, for instance, is not a crime in Bloomington, but if business owners call police about a homeless person, officers have to respond.
If they think someone is in there who is disrupting their business by either coming in and disrupting customers or stealing, then they have a right to have a police response. And that is our duty.
McLean County Sheriff John Sandage says detention might be a good thing for some who have drug abuse problems or suffer from alcoholism, like Todd Ledbetter, the man who used to sit on the defaced bench.
We can get him some of the help he needs while he's here, and that is help he might not seek when he's out on his own.
But there are many drawbacks. Public defender Bryce Pearson says homeless people repeatedly arrested for minor misdemeanors usually get increasingly higher bonds with each subsequent offense. That makes it harder for them to get out of jail. Pearson says many of his homeless clients then feel pressure to plead guilty just to get released for time served.
they don't look long-term. So short-term, it's a very good option for them to go ahead and enter the conviction and be released. They don't look at the collateral consequences that go along with the convictions that go on their record.
Pat's Kimbrough says criminal convictions make it harder for the homeless to ever obtain employment or housing.
You serve your time and you come back out. Well, if you had no place before you went in, you certainly don't have a place when you come out. Now you've added to your record a jail time, and now it's even harder for you to find that permanent housing option.
Marianne Pullen of Home Sweet Home Ministries says there is an even larger problem, a general lack of affordable housing in McLean County.
Oftentimes people regard the homeless as people who are unmotivated, lazy, and that's simply not true. Most of the adults who stay here are employed. Many are employed two jobs or more. Here in Bloomington Normal, if you wanted to afford a basic two-bedroom apartment, you would have to work two full-time jobs at minimum wage in order to be afford that. And, you know, if you have children, you know, and you have child care expenses on top of that, it's impossible.
One approach other cities have tried is called the Tiny House Project. As the name suggests, these are small homes built to fit several on a single lot. A consortium of churches recently renovated a trailer into a tiny house, but it currently sits on a parking lot in Hayworth. That's because Bloomington officials need to figure out where the home can go under the city's current zoning rules and whether it can be hooked up to city water and sewer services. Pullen of Home Sweet Home says affordable housing must also be coupled with supportive services.
So people who do need assistance to ensure that they're taking their medications as prescribed so that they will be balanced and they won't be out of control.
Pullen says she believes most people who find themselves homeless can be helped. But she says there will always be a small number who refuse services. Todd Ledbetter, the man whose favorite bench was smeared with grease, still frequents the same downtown corner, even though the city has not replaced the bench. Now he sits or lays down on the street and at night sleeps in alleys or under bridges.
People come here and say, "Hey, Todd, how are you doing?" People stop by. I've had people that went to work and got jobs working at pizza places and bring me at midnight, bring me pizza to eat when I've had nothing to eat all day.
Ledbetter remains there with the hope that perhaps one day he can pull his life together and that someone will maybe even offer him day work so he can scrape together the money to sleep some nights in one of the city's discount motels. I'm Judy Valente, WGLT News.